Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible right by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today, our very special guest is fellow Rotarian and Hudson Valley Talk Radio's own Don Verity, discussing the famous Highland Rotary's Rib Fest, which will be at the Ulster County Fairgrounds this August 20 and 21st.
And I have to give an appropriate radio welcome.
Uh-oh.
Well, hi there, Don Verity.
Oh, boy.
Do I really sound like that?
No, I sound like that.
You used to
sound like that when you were Don V.
A long time ago.
That's right. Marconi was your first engineer, right?
Yes, he was.
Betty, I'm leaving because I'm just going to leave the whole show up to these two radio dinosaurs, okay? they can take it from here.
Well, Don Verity,
anyway.
Welcome to Radio Rotary. It's always a pleasure to see the boss, because he is our boss. He is the chief executive officer here at Hudson Valley Talk Radio and an outstanding Rotarian with the Highland Club. And tell us, Don, what is Rib Fest?
Well, Hudson Valley Rib Fest, this is our seventh year. We have it at the Ulster Fairgrounds, which is located in New Pulse. If you don't know where New Pulse is, take exit 18 off the New York State Thruway and follow the signs. That's the easiest way I can tell you to get there. It's a great event. We've been doing it now for a while. We use it as a fundraiser. And the funds go for various community projects and also international projects that Rotary International is involved with. And we're quite proud of the fact that we're able to be financially successful every year so we can do better things for our communities.
And when you say an event, it's a fundraiser, but it's a huge community event, too.
Yes, it is.
And how many people traditionally attend, approximately, Don, would you say?
Thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Thousands. I would say a million and one.
Well, not quite that many yet, but we're working towards that.
No, well, it's a lot. It's like 15,000 people,
right.
I think one year they counted.
I've been to the last three Rib Fests and had a great time every time. Let's walk people through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
Saturday, August 20th, Sunday, August 21st. What are the hours?
It starts at 11 o'clock every day, both days, and runs till 10 p.m. on Saturday night. And then on Sunday, we shut it down at 5.
And what is the admission?
Admission is $5, and it basically covers the entertainment. It also covers free parking and all the rest of that. There are obviously some expenses when you want to lease the fairground. Out. So,
right.
We know it's a lot of that just goes back to that. But the interesting thing about the gate also is that in order to be able to put on this event, which is a big food, I guess we should describe it first. It's a food festival. It's a food festival. It's basically barbecue foods, barbecued ribs and chicken and brisket and all those kind of things, pulled pork.
And selections for vegetarians. There is
corn. Some vegetarian stuff there too.
Yeah.
But it is a backyard barbecue.
Vegetarian ribs?
Yeah. Vegetarian.
Dishes corn on the cob and
entrees.
And,
yes,
they're vegetables.
There are vegetables.
Okay. There are vegetables involved.
And so also there is a contest going on, too,
right.
Which is kind of like a parallel event, and we invite
people from all...
It's a competition, and it's sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society, and what that's about, basically, is there are people coming from all over the country to participate in this event, and they compete for cash prizes as well as points, and if they get enough points, they can go to the Nationals, which will be in Kansas City this September.
What I find fascinating about the competition is that the judges are highly trained.
Yes.
You know, it's not like, you know, in some of these county fairs, they get the mayor and they get the local judge to taste somebody's apple pie and say, hey, it's pretty good apple pie. You do have to have specific training. And my nephew, Jordan, is going to be up there at the Hudson Valley Rib Fest, and he has taken the training and become a official rib
And where
judge.
Do you go? It's the Kansas City people give the training.
Yeah,
isn't
he
it?
Went out on Long Island. He didn't go to Kansas City.
But I mean, it's their course.
They
have to certificate you or something.
And the other fascinating thing is when you come to the Ulster County Fairgrounds for the Highland Rib Fest, the Rotary Rib Fest on August 20th and 21st, you're going to see every one of these food vendors have big trophies, and they've got big banners about all the places they've won competitions.
Pretty flashy event.
And Don, isn't it true that people have their own like little groupies? You know, people say, well, I always follow this guy. He's from Philadelphia.
Yeah, you're right. We've had it. A number of them have come back a number of times. And so you get to the point where you kind of know which one you want to go to. But most people that come, they try to sample something from each of the vendors. So there's at least six vendors that are making the majority of the food
that
you taste there.
Yeah.
A lot smaller ones, too. They're making specialties. And so people like to try samples from all of them. So whether they're into ribs or into brisket or whatever, that's what they're doing.
Right. Now,
here you want me here? Jay's giving me the high side. I'm not being
engineer,
a good broadcaster.
Our
today,
engineer,
right?
Jay Burrs, is actually telling the big boss that he's not close enough to the mic.
And he's loving every second of it over there, right. Mr. Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
Grinning from ear to
well, our
ear.
Guest,
Jay keeps me running every day.
Right. Our guest is Don Verity. He is a Highland Rotarian. He's the chief executive officer here at the Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
He's the big cheese.
The big cheese.
Or the big rib.
But the big rib.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the Highland Rotary Rib Fest, which is coming up on August 20th and 21st at the Ulster County Fairgrounds. And for just $5, you get free parking and admission, and there's entertainment. What about the entertainment, Don?
There's bands there throughout the weekend. There's several of them. I won't go into that right now, but they are all Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon. So there's musical entertainment going on. The tents are arranged in such a way for people to eat, dine under, so they don't get in the hot sun, so it's nice and comfortable. And then we have the stage position in such a way you can watch the band and listen to the band
while you're eating.
Right.
And it is a family event. But no dogs.
No dogs. But there is a children's area. We do take care of the kids, and there's a rock climbing wall for the older
ones.
Don't you
have one
of
those bouncy things?
With several of them. And also we have a number of activities that the kids can participate in as well. So it's something for them as well. And children, by the way, are admitted free.
Oh, how about up to what age?
12.
12, I think.
Right. And I understand that we'll be making a personal appearance. Don Verity and Sarah O'Connell and I will be making a personal appearance at the tent that serves the juice of strained hops. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have beer and we have soda there. Yeah, that's all.
That's
awesome.
Right.
And we have a lot of that. And
Sarah is going
goes great with the food.
With that kind of food, you need a cold frosty.
That's right. And Sarah's going to be the beer wench.
What?
We're going to edit that one.
Whoa. The gloves are off. I have been so well behaved so far on this show.
And we're going to be giving out autographed pictures of Sarah and me. And Don Verity, of course, is under the Witness Protection Program, so he's not going to admit that he's there.
Okay.
So what's the best part? What's the best part of the Rip
I wear a mask the whole weekend. That's so you don't find me. That's why.
Right.
So.
I knew exactly where you were.
What do you think, Don Verity, is the best part of the Rip Fest?
You know something? It's, you know, if you like food, that's what it's really all about. I mean, and I'd like to talk a little bit later about the demonstrations part of this. A lot of people are into wanting to cook their own barbecue and grilling and all that, and we have a number of demonstrations going on throughout the weekend. We'll talk
about it. Lunch and learn.
Yeah.
Barbecue
very much
and
so.
Learn.
So not only do you taste it, but you can learn how to cook it.
Cook it.
And that's important to a lot of people these days. Look at the growth of the popularity of things like the Food Channel. I mean, this kind of stuff is on there all the time about backyard barbecues and making this stuff. And it's almost like a cult following. That's why so many people are involved. We have like 70 teams that will be competing for
top 70.
And when I say they're teams, there's a group of people. They're making their stuff and bringing it to the judges. It's fiendish.
It is to watch it. And I want to mention one thing too that goes on at this the Hudson Valley Rib Fest every year. There are also other vendors there. Anything that has to do with barbecuing.
Yes.
There are vendors for cooking accoutrements.
Sauces, yeah.
There are artisans there. You know, anything that's connected in any way.
There is a lot of that too, yes. There is vendors that are selling a lot of the sauces and the barbecue equipment and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So for just $5, you have a whole day's worth of entertainment and great food at the Hudson Valley
shopping.
Rib Fest.
Right.
At the Highland Rotary Rib Fest.
And it's a great place, by the way. If our listening audience has not been to the Ulster Fairgrounds, it's a great place. It's
absolutely
in the shadow of the Shawangunk Mountains. It's a beautiful drive out there. It's nice there.
We'll talk more about the facility and things that are going to go on specifically with this festival when we come back in a minute.
Let me remind our listeners they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboss, and my co-host is the beautiful Sarah O'Connell. And our very special guest is Don Verity of Hudson Valley Talk Radio. We're talking about the fantastic Highland Rotary Rib Fest at the Ulster County Fairgrounds, August 20 and 21. And Sarah, tell us, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah and Don, Radio Rotary is sponsored this week by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Brewster, Cairo, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland Hyde Park, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
After thousands of years, after crippling millions of children, polio will soon be stopped forever. All over the world, people are joining the men and women of Rotary to end polio now. People like Jackie Chan and Jane Goodall.
We are this close.
This close.
People like Archbishop Desmond Tutu.
This close.
People like you. Be a part of history. Help Rotary end polio now at rotary.org/endpolio. We are this close.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
It's Ribfest time.
The Highland Rotary invites you to their 7th annual Hudson Valley Ribfest at the Ulster County Fairgrounds on Saturday and Sunday, August 20th and 21st, starting at 11 a.m.
Enjoy live entertainment, delicious award-winning barbecue, and cooking demonstrations. Fun for all ages.
All this for just $5, and that includes parking and entertainment.
Save the date. Hudson Valley Ribfest, August 20th and 21st.
For more information, contact www.HudsonValleyRibFest.org. That's www.HudsonValleyRibFest.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at HudsonValleyTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I am joined by my co-host, Jonah Treboiser. Is that who you are?
That's who I was this morning when I first got here.
When you left the house, you
when
were
I left
Jonah?
The house, I was
right,
Jonah Treboiser.
Just checking.
And
Jonah,
not only that,
what?
This is Don Verity.
I was going to say that. Don Verity, who is our fellow Rotarian, and he is the general manager here at Hudson Valley Talk Radio, which means I said he was the big cheese, but now
I'm the big rib.
The big rib, exactly yeah. Right. And we are talking about the Hudson Valley Rib Festival.
Which is when?
It's August 20 and 21st. And
that's right. And where is it?
It's at the Ulster County Fairgrounds.
You're leaving nothing for Don to say.
And the admission is $5. Children under 12 are free. It's a family event.
And lots of yummy food.
Lots of yummy food. Now, we had touched on the fact that it is a fundraiser, but Don, you said off mic, and I'm going to steal a page from your book, that it is a fundraiser within a fundraiser. It's a very interesting model of where the money goes and how you include the whole community in this event. So can you talk to us a little bit about that?
You know, I'd like to see, I don't know if other groups do these kind of things, but, you know, it's actually, when you do an event of this size, it is a fairgrounds. You do need to have a lot of volunteers in order to be able to make these kind of things happen. You need people to wipe down tables and serve soda and beer and take admission
park
tickets
cars.
And park cars. Exactly. And that takes a couple hundred people. It isn't, you know, we can't do it with, you
and
know,
your Rotary 30, Club is how
30.
Big?
Mm-hmm. You can't do it with 30 people. So we established, tried to get volunteers is not always easy either. So what we did is we gave all of charities and organizations, nonprofit organizations, an incentive. So they get, we split the gate.
Right.
So in other words, they're there working and doing this, and they're making money for their organization.
And you guys
at the
have
same
set
time.
Up, you've set up a model so that depending on how many people they provide, so
right.
If the library gets five people
mm-hmm.
Together and they work such and such number of hours, then they are calculated at a
yes.
payout that goes to the library.
It goes right, exactly.
And it's a brilliant model, I think.
Yeah, so I know.
It's a fundraiser within a fundraiser, you say,
yeah, I know.
Right?
Local Rotary clubs get some of this. Boy Scouts
right.
and Girl Scouts are there.
Right.
A lot of different churches. It's terrific.
Yeah. And a big thing that Rotary does is give directly back to their own community, and this is just brilliant the way it all comes full
also,
circle.
Also, other Rotary clubs. From other clubs in other towns are also part of that group.
Now, Joan and I will be there again. We've been there in the past,
right.
And we'll be there again to help.
You paid my club.
Paid the club or paid something.
You know, you actually paid me twice as much there as you pay me here to do this show.
Oh, really? You're really making out, aren't
you? Two times zero is still zero.
Now, we make the big bucks here. We're in six figures here at Hudson Valley Talk
Radio. All zero. But we don't mind because we love Don. He's a great guy.
We love this
because we are service above self.
That's right.
That's what we are.
We're helping,
and we're talking about the Hudson Valley Rotary Highland Rib Fest at the Ulster County Fairgrounds, August 20 and 21. When you get there, the parking
is my birthday weekend.
It is?
Just as an
FYI. We will have a gigantic sheet cake.
Thank you for throwing the Rib Festival for my party.
That's great. But it is August 20 and 21st at the Ulster County Fairgrounds. Parking is free. Admission is just $5 for adults. Children under 12 are free. And there's all sorts of yummy and delicious food from all over the Northeast United States. Some of the real master rib chefs
because
are there.
It is sanctioned by the Kansas City
somebody or other.
Barbecue
people.
KCBS.
Okay. KCBS. I worked for them also.
Out in Los Angeles, right?
That's
This is the Barbecue Society, though, not the broadcasting company. So, no, I wanted to go into. We were talking, I think, off mic about the fact that. That everybody these days is really into food preparation. Look at the Food Channel on the cable TV network.
How much popularity.
And there's a lot of barbecue shows on the Food Channel as well. So we kind of took that as maybe people coming to the festival would like to learn how to barbecue and grill better than maybe they already know how to do. It's not just a matter of just throwing a piece of meat on the Barbie. There's a little bit more to it. So we have started a couple years ago starting to incorporate demonstrations. And that has become one of the most popular things that is going on there.
Not only the demonstrations.
We bring in people. This year we have a couple. We have Jordan Shore, who is a caterer and also the chef for Leon.
Oh, you're talking professional.
Yvonne Helm. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right. We have Jessica Winchell, who is an owner of a local restaurant called the Global Palette. She's going to be doing grilled entrees. Mike Volpe, who is a KCBS finalist and also is a chef at a place called Keegan Ales up in Kingston. He's going to show how to barbecue with beer. And then we're going to have a fellow by the name of Eric Corsino, who has a business called Corsino Cakes in Red Hook. And he is a regular on the Food Network. Maybe it's the Cake Boss show. I'm not sure which one it is. But he's going to be doing grilled desserts. So, and there's a number
grilled
of other chefs coming in. And they're going to be doing half-hour demonstrations throughout the weekend. So if you're interested in finding out how to barbecue and impress your friends, this is the way you do it.
So
I
have a
suggestion.
Okay, so if you have Levon Helm's personal chef, you should try and get the Barn Burners for some entertainment there.
That's true.
Why
that's
not?
Just a suggestion.
Sure.
Levon Helm and the Barn Burners?
That's a budget
I'd pay
breaker.
Extra for that. A lot extra for that.
So just to remind people who are joining us late that we've got Don Verity here at the mic, and he's from the Highland Rotary. We're talking about the great Highland Rotary Rib Fest at the Ulster County Fairgrounds, August 20 and 21, Saturday and Sunday. Admission only $5 for adults. Children are free. There's a bouncy castle and under playground equipment for the kids to keep them occupied.
That's great.
Great food. You can eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner at a different spot, and it's all delicious.
Great facilities.
And you can bring home some of the sauce. And also, a lot of people, if they spend the day there, they bring home the takeout
absolutely.
Ribs for the next day.
That's what I did last year. I think I brought some food to go and great additional vendors, nice shopping for things that go along with barbecue. There's a theme there, but they have pottery. They had great cooking utensils and just everything you could imagine that would have anything to do with that theme.
Now, in the past, Tom, we've had displays about what Rotary does. Are we still going to have a little tent about that this time?
I don't know if we're going to have that, but we do have a number of displays around the park. We're doing it a little bit differently.
Okay, that sounds good.
So we figured that we'll bring the message right to the tents.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
That's great.
You know, our listeners always like to know something a little bit about our guests. So,
sure.
Don Verity, how did you get your start in radio?
Oh, my. Didn't you hire me once? I forgot what
happened. No. It's the way around. You hired
me. Here we go.
I went to college to be a teacher, and I got involved with college radio.
Well, this is a natural.
Yeah, college radio.
It makes sense now.
Well, now it does.
Sense.
And I kind of got bit by the bug and ended up getting, at the time, you had to have a license to be on the air.
Right.
And it was hard to get back in the day.
Yeah, you had to go and take a test down in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a big deal.
You know, you got your what they called your ticket, your third class ticket in this case. And so you could use the controls. Today, you don't. People like Jay just have to be good at what they do. They don't
and
have to know the rules of race.
Yes, by the way.
They've deregulated it to some degree. So anyway, we had to have that, so I got that. And that was kind of like, if you will, a ticket into getting jobs other places. And I just kind of worked my way up. And I've been working in Poughkeepsie and Kingston and this area of the Mid-Hudson Valley for most of my career.
It's amazing how many of us in radio started in college radio. That's where
right.
I started.
Yeah.
So how about you, Miss Sarah?
I got bit by the bug in college because, you know, I was a dancer.
Right.
So I wasn't, and I was already, I was already working professionally, so I wasn't going to go and be a dance major.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into some similar topic, speech, mm-hmm. and got bit by the bug. I fell in love with broadcasting by doing diphthongs.
See,
that's what I remember
not old
from
enough.
College.
You're not old enough to
learning
remember
my diphthongs.
Klavan and Finch in the morning.
I
right?
remember that.
You remember Klavan and Finch?
I
did a ripoff of their show. Gene Klavan would do 12 different voices, like he'd say, and now we're going to go to Dr. Isidore Isabar for the weather. And he'd have this Germanic voice saying, the weather now is very hot. And then he'd do like this with his chest. As if it was a traffic helicopter. I mean, so that's what I did. I just ripped off his entire show as a morning show on college radio.
And for our listeners, if you don't know already, Jonah loves to do voices and impersonations. And you have a couple of famous ones, actually.
That's right. Here's my impersonation of Don Verity.
Hey, Don, take
Don
it
Verity
away.
Laughing.
Okay, all right.
Don Verity laughing at you.
Let's
that
get back
clever.
To the, let's get
clever.
Back to, in the minutes we have left to the Hudson Valley Rib Fest.
August.
Highland Rotary Rib Fest, August 20 and 21. Ulster County Fairgrounds.
$5.
Don, you've got a minute to convince people that they should come there and spend lots of money and eat.
That's it. We want them to come and have a good time. The $5 admission gets you a lot of entertainment, gets you into the park, so to speak, helps us fund our do-gooder projects. If you like food, and you like barbecue, and you like bring your family, and we have tents set up, so it's all weatherproof, so it's great from that standpoint. Entertainment, things for the kids to do, demonstrations, learn how to cook, and you can mingle with some of the people that are actually on the circuit doing this in our contest area. Lot to do, lot of fun, lot of good food, and we like to say lip-smacking good food. So that's our little motto. So
okay.
We hope to see you all there.
Don Verity, thank you not only for joining us here today on Radio Rotary, but thank you for giving us the airtime to bring Rotary's message to people around the world and right through the Hudson Valley.
It's important. It's important
service.
That people know what Rotary does. And, it's not just a little wheel that you see on a sign outside of a town. There's a lot more to it than that.
And we really appreciate the fact that Hudson Valley Talk Radio supports us for this show.
Right,
and we'll see everybody at the Rib Fest.
August 20th and 21st.
Ulster County Fairgrounds. And tell us, Sarah O'Connell, who do we have to thank this week for bringing us Radio Rotary?
Well, Radio Rotary is brought to us this week by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Millbrook, Newburg, New Paltz, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hood, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Don Verity, my co-host, Sarah O'Connell, our producer, Betty Renner, and our engineer, the wizard of the keyboard, Jay Verzi, this is Jonah Trebwasser, thanking you for tuning us in. And inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano & Siegel, your essential partner in business.